are tuning in to Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star, brought to you by NerdReviews.com. So without further review, let's taco about it.
Welcome to Taco Tuesday, everyone. Wow, this is great.
Tacos on a Tuesday night. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
You know what? It is the day after Christmas, everyone.
So you get cancer.
What did you get? What did you get?
What did you get? I'm a grown man. I didn't get shit. I bought all the stuff for my spoiled ass kids.
That is true, though. Like, it's weird when you're essentially a man. It's like when Julie says, "What do you want for Christmas?" I'm like, "Fucking, I don't know. I got everything. I got a job, bitch. You know, you bitches always like, I'm independent. I can do things on my own. I've been that way. I've been there.
I don't want for nothing because when I want, I get it for myself.
Yeah. If it's on sale, I'm going to get it. Okay. Are you on sale? Is your mouth on sale? I want to get it."
So always on sale. The mouth's always on sale because if you had to pay for it, that wouldn't be your woman, right?
It's not just that. That part's always on sale.
Oh, my God. Always on sale.
That part's on sale. The other parts, man. Premium.
It's like
price.
A Macy's blowout in here.
Yeah, premium price. Like the mouth is Macy's, but then the fucking down below is fucking a Saks Fifth Avenue. It's fucking.
I was just about to say that.
Say Saks?
Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then the forbidden door is fucking like Rolex. You know, it's like fucking Louis Vuitton.
So you got to. You got to
buy. Hey, you got to buy a Louis Vuitton to go there.
I don't even think there's a price. That won't do it.
Not even that. That won't do. You better show up with a new car.
I don't even think that'll do it.
You don't think that'll do it too?
I don't even think that'll do it.
I'm on a vacation.
Better show up with Superman.
Wait, another dude?
better sell Superman or something. Wildest dreams to get there.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Butt sex. Like, what?
Let's
what
just talk happened? About what? Butt stuff.
Thanks for coming on the show to hear about butt stuff. Wow. So Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Your kids, are they hard to shop for?
No, because they, you know, they have iPads, and when they watch stuff on their iPads, there's ads on there. So they run to me every time there's an ad. Hey, I need this.
I like how they say it like that, though.
Hey, I need this right here. Right here. This is for Christmas, right? Yo. Right? Santa Claus, right here. This
but
right
I like
here.
How your son's four, and he talks like, hey, yo, check this out. Yo, pay attention.
Oh, my son's pretty far advanced.
No, I know.
He's pretty up there. As a matter of fact, today he was like, hey, my ear hurts. Can you take me to the doctor? I said, this is a little grown-ass man over here. Like, hey, man, like, I would drive myself there, but I'm four, but my ear hurts. I need to go to the doctor.
I like that, though. I was like, yo, are you hearing me? I was like, yeah, I am. But, you know, my ear hurts, too. What were you talking? Shut up. Oh, that's funny, though. But it's funny because kids are so fucking advanced, man, with iPads. That's iPads, man. Fucking iPads. They're super smart now. Like, and kids,
it's all on there.
And parents that say, don't give your kid an iPad. No, you should give your fucking kid. He should be walking to school fucking 10 times smarter than we were when we fucking walked into kindergarten. You know what
I
mean?
There's nothing wrong with an iPad if you're monitoring your children and setting locks on there.
Yes.
Now, if you're not doing that and your kid's on adult YouTube watching fucking horror movies and slasher flicks and all kinds
shit.
Of shit they're
just
not supposed to be watching.
Like Logan Paul. Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, you know, I'm not saying I'm the best parent in the world, but I have like games on my kids' devices that they learn on. They're learning games.
That's the best thing for kids.
Interact
is learning,
and learning
game. Where they think they're playing a game like Call of Duty, but it's actually a learning game.
Fucking learning. Yeah. They're learning how to kill terrorists and count to 10.
One terrorist, two terrorists. Ah, fuck, I'm dead. There I'll start over. One. I need to build. It's not Fortnite, son. Shoot, just shoot. Yeah, that's a fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, so there you go. So Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. What the fuck else is happening these days? Fucking
happy transition day.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing? It probably is a thing. We just don't know about it. Fucking probably don't know about it.
That's Bud Light. They probably know.
It's a fucking Bud Light. They transitioned right back real fast.
They sure did.
They took that UFC money and said, Yeah. Actually, my mistake. They fucking gave UFC a ton of money to put their fucking Bud Light on everything, which is smart, you know? I mean, it's Bud Light, still fucking the most popular fucking beer or whatever.
Bud Light.
It took a hit. Now it's just right back to where it was.
Oh, it wasn't a big hit. I mean, it wasn't a small hit.
No, it took a hit. You know, it's funny. It took such a large hit that Modelo and there was another Mexican beer that took its place for a hot minute. And people not realizing they own that shit too. So I'm like, they're still, you know.
They're still winning, but.
Still winning. Anheuser-Busch ain't going to lose.
Anheuser-Busch is getting their money.
Uh-huh. Ain't going to lose, son. You
can't
trick
them. Money.
You can't trick them. They got not to be tricked. Not to be tricked.
But I just don't know who in their right mind would have did that campaign.
Well, I just did. It wasn't a campaign, right? What they did is they sent out 200 cans to 200 influencers. And that influencer is like, look at me. And everyone's like, what the fuck? And that's just all it was. Really, that's all it was. It wasn't even an actual campaign. It was just like, look at me. Look what I got. They sent me my own can. And then,
well, the long going joke was if you got Bud Light, you would turn into that specific influencer. Like you would just transition.
Instantly. To a dude. Just to a dude.
Instantly.
Yeah. It's because that's still a dude.
You drink a Bud Light and then you just turn into a woman.
Oh, you turn into a trans, like a cross-dresser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. Trans or cross-dresser? Which one are you? The cross-dresser's still a dude. He just plays cosplay. Trans thinks he's a chick.
I think that guy is a trans.
No, he is. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's a trans. Trans.
Yeah, if you drink a Bud Light, you'll be just like him.
Transformers are trans. Think about it.
They don't change their sex. They just change from a non-binary thing to a car or a person.
Like you said, non-binary thing.
It's non-binary. One of the fucking genders out there. Transformers are non-binary until they one, turn like, into the person.
The one dick transformer when they're in war and he just refuses to change. Nope. No. I'm staying right here. I like being a Corvette. I'm not changing one bit for you, Optimus.
There's only one sex in Transformers and it's Corvettes.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. He's like, I'm fucking... the Trans Am rolls up, the Firebird. With his T-tops off. He's like, hey, beat that motherfucker. Only transformer I'm doing is taking my T-tops down. Like, okay.
Show the T-tops.
Fuck. Yeah, so Christmas and then New Year's resolution. And, you know, everybody always has fucking resolutions. And
I stopped doing resolutions.
Don't you think it makes more sense if you have a daily resolution? Do you think it would work better?
No, I'm still not going to do it.
I'm just saying in general, like if everybody has the same resolution, I'm going to lose weight, right? Everybody says that shit. But if you put that on yourself on a daily basis, you might actually do it, right?
Nah.
You don't think so? An hourly basis.
If you wouldn't do it for your New Year resolution that you're supposed to start the next day, it starts off as the daily resolution for next day.
Yeah.
And you don't do it.
Though, right? You know what happens. New Year's Day, you go hang out with the family. You're eating a bunch of bullshit. People are like, what's your resolution? Tomorrow, I got this.
I'm going to stop eating tomorrow.
Uh-huh. And then, you want to take leftovers? Fuck. 2 days from now. 2 days.
Or since everybody's resolution is to go lose weight, you go to the gym and there's no room. You're like, I'll start next week.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come back. Like everything, every excuse you got.
You're fucked.
Oh, a new kind of cereal? Going to have to try it at least once.
That looks really good.
Oh man.
35 grams of sugar in every bite.
Right? I don't eat sugar cereal. You still eat sugar cereals?
You know I do.
Which ones you go to? Let me guess.
I still eat Fruity Pebbles, man.
Okay, because we've been through this shit. Crack in a box.
Crack in a box.
Let me ask you a question. You're home alone on the weekend. Your wife took the kids out to wherever. It doesn't matter where they went. Who cares anymore at this point? You have a new box of Fruity Pebbles on that fridge. How long is it lasting? Is it lasting through Saturday? Is it making it through the weekend?
You said they're gone for the weekend?
They're gone for the weekend. Like they just
That's not even gonna make it through the day.
That's what you know what? The same shit would happen to me, bro.
You gotta tell me though, which box did I go to Costco or did I go to Raley's?
No, you went to Raley's. You only got the one small box. If it was in Costco, okay,
that shit's not lasting longer than 4 hours.
Okay, you went to Smart Final, got the double box.
The double box, that would make it at least to the end of the weekend.
Okay, I was going to say at least five days minimum, right? But it's so true. That's why I don't buy it. Number one, it's full of sugar, even though it's the best tasting cereal. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
I don't care.
But
I taste all the fake fruit in that motherfucker.
Yes. Oh, that's where I get all my fruit. And the green ones are vegetables. Anyway.
It says.
that shit will not last. Like you said, it won't last fucking 10 hours. It really won't.
No, and then when you do have that cereal, you don't have a regular bowl.
No.
You have like a three bowl serving. Yeah,
you have
when
a
you
deep bowl. You're fucking you know what? You use a wok.
Yeah. Like
you fucking going through the cupboards. Where'd I put that wok? Where's fucking my mixing wok. Bowl?
Yeah. The big ass spoon that you use to stir in the wok. Yeah. Fucking there.
That's really what goes and people don't get that, man. Fruity Pebbles and the milk? Ah, fucking put that sell that shit by the gallon. You know?
It's the treat right after it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we are just the worst, but we endorse eating.
While we're talking about cereals, why don't we rank some cereals here?
Oh, okay. We're going to only go on the shit that you might not eat anymore, but you fucking love it, all right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because you know, my go-to is cornflakes. It ain't on the list, though. It ain't on the list. We're going straight up, like, rot my teeth shit, okay?
We're going unhealthy cereal. No,
okay, we're doing five. Give me your number five.
Number five. Mm-hmm. Give me Reese's Puffs.
What is it?
Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs. Okay, good one. My number five, Captain Crunch.
Oh, Captain Crunch for me is going to be in number four, but
you can move them around.
Captain Crunch Berries.
Oh no, that's
number
good
five
too.
Or the regular Captain Crunch. Are we going to do the holiday special Captain?
No, Crunch? I want the regular ass Captain. I want that shit that gets fucking stuck in your teeth and you're picking your teeth
cuts
out.
Cuts it out.
Fucks up the top of your mouth.
Fucks up the top of your mouth.
Fucks up your tongue.
So your number five is regular Captain Crunch. Mine's Reese's Puffs.
Yeah. Captain Crunch. Yeah.
Number four for me is the Captain Crunch Berries.
So you go on Crunch Berries. Okay.
Crunch Berries.
Mine's going to be Frosted Flakes. That's sugar on sugar. Just fucking
Frosted
sugar.
Flakes is a little bit higher for me. What's funny, sugar. It's almost like mine are above you. So my next one would be Frosted Flakes.
Oh, you going Frosted Flakes next?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm thinking just that sugar, the sugar goodness. I'm going to go with Cookie Crisp at number three for me.
Number three for you. Yeah, number two for me, because number one's going to be Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you know what it is number for both of us. Two. So it's number two.
what is like my fucking secondary?
Is it chocolate? Is it the chocolate pebbles?
No, the chocolate pebbles doesn't get to the top five for me because for some reason it's just the chocolate pebbles. It's good. Don't get me wrong. The cereals really we listed, I would take before that.
Yeah.
What would be my number? If I don't have Fruity Pebbles?
Come on, you got it. You got it. Number two. Come on.
Frosted Flakes. You know what? Frosted Flakes would be number two. I'm going to move that to number two.
Okay.
Number three would be Apple Jacks.
Oh, okay. You know my number two? This might be number one for me, actually. This might be number... Fruity Pebbles might be number two. And this is number one. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No, I can't.
Oh, no. Oh, I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Fuck. And that same thing with the milk?
Oh, yeah. I'm just not a fan of, like, cinnamon. Just in general.
Okay. Okay.
Cinnamon doesn't do it for me.
I'm going to list a couple if they make your list. Okay.
Waffle Crisp.
Which one?
Waffle Crisp.
Okay. Well, how about Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops is, it just, I don't know. Fruit Loops doesn't taste that great to me anymore. So okay. I don't, you're right. It'd probably be top 10. Probably
but
top
I could,
10.
I could see that. How about, were you ever into Trix? I never liked Trix.
I did, but I just never tasted right neither. Kind of like the same thing as Fruity Pebbles. That wouldn't be top 10. Trix for kids wouldn't be for top 10.
Okay.
I just had it in my head.
Who we got? What's number two?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Yes, that's a good one. Didn't even think of good old Lucky Charms. That's right. Lucky Charms. Yeah, so there you go, people. You know what? Fruity Pebbles is the king, though. You're right. It's the king.
It is. I don't care what anybody
Cinnamon
says.
Toast Crunch is number two for me. Fruity Pebbles, man.
Fruity Pebbles even got better when they had John Cena as the cartoon character incorporated with it.
For a minute.
When he was the sponsor for Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I like Honeycombs, you know? There's certain ones that are right.
Honeycombs is cool. I do
right, you know, that are right outside the list. But man, Fruity Pebbles reigns supreme, son. You talk shit.
Waffle Crisp is kind of like a hidden gem.
Yeah,
I like Waffle Crisp.
So is like Honey Nut Cheerios, right? Because
doesn't go to the unhealthy part.
It has a lot.
They sponsor
of sugar.
Good health. They sponsor
they
good
do,
heart
which
health
is
with,
funny
with
as
Honey
fuck.
Nut Cheerios. They
I
sponsor
know.
Good heart health.
Fuck, that's a lie.
I like Honey Nut Cheerios, but that's not that. When I think of Honey Nut Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios do better than that.
I lost you for 1 second. Repeat that again.
I said, I don't think Honey Nut, even though Honey Nut Cheerios, it's kind of like has sugar in it. It wouldn't be in my top 10 unhealthy. Gotcha. That would be more so on my healthy kick, which would be Honey Nut Cheerios, Honey Bunches of Oats, which is probably also not unhealthy as well. But to me, that's like healthy.
I love Honey Bunches.
Honey Bunch of Oats is really good.
It's fucking good.
And it gives me the false hope that I'm doing the right thing as an adult.
Oh, it's all lies. There's so much sugar in that shit.
Oh, it is. It's so bad.
It's so good though. I love the almonds too.
That's the one that got me hooked. And then when I did to the honey bunches, I was
I know. Because there's that extra sweetness with that crunch of the almonds when you're fucking eating your cereal.
Yeah.
Never thought almonds and cereal, but man, that shit is magic.
Yeah. It makes me feel like an adult when I eat it.
Yep. So Merry Christmas, fuckers. That's our show. It's a short one, but you know what? On Christmas, fucking that shit doesn't last long in the morning when you disappointed all fucking day. What am I going to do now with my time?
So we're doing Christmas. We did cereal. What's your top dessert or food for Christmas? Or both?
I don't make food on Christmas. Like people do.
You don't have to make it. What's your top food?
I would say,
your favorite dessert, the Portuguese cupcakes or what?
Oh, pastel de natas.
The natas.
I don't, you know what? No, you can't really get that shit. So we'll go like it's a chocolate mousse, like pie. I love chocolate mousse pie. Love chocolate mousse pie. And as for food, I'm going to go with,
did you talk to me about chocolate?
As for food, I'm just going to go with, some Christmas food, huh? Because people just copy Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Either do turkey, try.
That's what I mean. People. So if I had to pick, you know, brisket.
Yeah,
you know, I think brisket would be good on Christmas. I mean, what would Jesus eat? You know what I'm saying, dog? He'd eat brisket. Little baby Jesus.
Be a fucking man like Jesus. Eat a brisket.
And let's be honest.
Jesus
baby
is a
Jesus.
Fucking man.
Little baby Jesus is who we're talking about, number one. And you know he eating titties, bro.
Yeah, you can't fade that. That's right. Be a man. Eat titties on Christmas.
What are your two go-to before we get out of here?
You killed it with the chocolate mousse.
Yep.
There's the chocolate mousse cake, you know, that's pretty much 90% chocolate mousse with some whipped cream and chocolate shavings on it.
Oh, and some graham cracker crust.
And the graham cracker. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then as far as the food goes, it would be a toss-up between a tri-tip or tamales.
Oh, okay. I don't like tamales. But I'll tell you what, Mexican food, if I had to have Mexican on Christmas, give me some Chevy's motherfucking enchiladas.
You son of a bitch.
And I'm not even Chevy enchilada. I don't think they're good.
Really?
Just enchilada. No, my favorite thing at Chevy's is the taquitos.
Okay.
So, So, no. I mean, enchiladas in general, you know, you can't really go wrong, but
enchiladas.
Yeah, I don't know. It's taco flavored kisses.
But that chocolate mousse.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Merry whatever. We don't care what you celebrate. Who gives a fuck?
Chocolate mousse jizzle over your face.
That's right. That's why my right eye's fucked up. So thanks for tuning in to Taco Tuesday.
Get your slice of chocolate mousse and sprinkle some fruity pebbles on it and have a lovely fucking Tuesday.
You like how we sneak in at the end of the year and then we're like, we ain't coming back, motherfuckers. Nope.
That's it. New Year's resolution. I quit podcasting.
All right, everyone. Enjoy yourself. Taco Tuesday out. That's Chuck. I'm Nutso.
Peace.
Eat a bag of dicks. Later.
Thanks for stopping by and tacoing about it. Don't forget, new shows every Tuesday. Tell your friends, like, subscribe.